podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
I'm Sam Keir, host of Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. For the past 12 months, I've been talking to T20 star David Visa, getting his take from behind the scenes at the IPL, the 100 and the rest of the world's biggest leagues.
That's the Donny Review system, Diogis. There's no ways in my mind that was up.
These guys don't know how to win at this stage.
He had his driver pick him up in his Bentley.
People start chanting your name. You kind of have to pinch yourself.
Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sport Social.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Coach Unplugged. Today, before we jump in, we'd love to, if you'd leave a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts, those 5 stars do really help. We'd also like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shoe machine on the market. I'll get it out. Not only are they innovative, unbelievable how shooting machines have changed. You know, I remember when they used to have those long metal racks coming from the court. But how they've innovated, how they've put the trainers right in front of you, it's unbelievable. So go over and check it out. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. There's nothing else on the market like it. Nowhere else are you going to get the bat phone to the person running it. No, you know, yes, they might do quarterly or monthly or weekly calls, but they're not on your beck and call. If you have a question, if you have an email, trust me, I will get back to you. I will respond. I will get on a call with you that day. So come over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Let's head off to the podcast.
All right.
Hold on. Let me make sure I have the right. I do. Okay. Perfect. How are you?
I'm very much not Kylie. It still shows my daughter's name from school. So
that's okay. No worries.
How are you?
I've done enough Zooms over the last year and a half. That's typical, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I could see that. First, I just want to say, can you see me?
I can't, but that's okay. Oh, there you go.
There we go.
I'm going to sneeze here. Hold on 1 second.
Go for it.
Oh, my God. I was in school today. Like, we're under construction. Oh, my God. And it will come at some point. And it's like they ripped up all the tile, but they didn't replace it. So we have cement for the whole school year on the floor.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. What a blessing.
Yeah. What a blessing.
Yeah. So thanks for doing what you do.
Yeah.
Been a fan of your stuff for a while.
Awesome. Thank you.
I don't know how much you read of the thing, but I don't have a ton of experience.
Okay.
It's one of those things where my girls go to a Catholic school and there's no coaches. So it's parents have to step up and help out.
Yep.
And it's like, hey, you have some experience from when you were in high school. So you're the coach. Okay.
Okay.
That's where I'm at. So started in fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade. Now I'm coaching the seventh and eighth grade girls team.
Okay.
The main issue there's obviously lots of things, but the main issue I'm facing right now that I'm trying to work through the best way forward is we're a combined seventh and eighth grade team, and girl participation in basketball specifically in our city, which I mean, Indiana is a basketball state, but in Indianapolis, girl participation is down.
It's down everywhere. Volleyball. Okay. I'm telling you, volleyball is killing basketball, but go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. Some of the girls from our fifth and sixth grade team that were really good, I reached out to because they didn't sign up and they're like, oh, we're going to focus on volleyball. So
yep,
that's real.
It is real.
We had to combine 3 schools to get a team.
Okay.
To get a team. And last year we combined 2. And the problem is, so I've got 11 girls on the team and my top 7. Well, just to be blunt, our best point guard is probably the best in the city.
Okay.
Like not exaggerating, all the way down to, one of the girls from another school that joined, signed up to play for the first time in her life.
Okay.
Okay. So I've got my top 7 are good and with them we could compete for city.
But then it's a cliff, is my guess.
It is a huge cliff. So I got some different information from the ADs at the different schools as far as like recommendations, what to do, had conversations with parents, and you know, our first two practices were last week, and we pushed them pretty hard. Currently, I'm the only coach. Nobody else has volunteered to help.
Right.
So I've tried to find a middle. And I also coach the seventh grade high school kind of semi-travel team.
Okay. So, and those are different girls than this team.
Yeah. Okay. So three of the girls on that team are also on this team.
Okay.
I've always historically kind of ran the same offense with both just because it's easier for me.
So let's go back to the school team first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bill, here's what I'm going to tell you. My opinion philosophically is, yes, you want to win at that age, even in seventh or eighth, but, and you want them to be competitive, and definitely if you have the best player, then, you know, obviously maybe the bottom four aren't quite as good, that you want, I mean, it's not travel ball. It's not AAU. It's not summer. So it's like, you want to do something where they can all have a good experience. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah.
What I would do is definitely, I would always have the best player and the worst player on the court at the same time. So it's a little bit of the stats teacher in me. I'd have a balance of maybe the three of the best five on, and then maybe the bottom two. That way, trust me, that balance will be good enough for you to compete at that level. One person, 11 people is doable. That's not too bad. If you had 15, 16, 17 girls, I'd be a little bit more worried. Yeah. 11 is doable with one person. I mean, that's just Phil. And then obviously the travel team or the feeder team or the high school feeder, that's a little different. That's the way I differentiate in our program. There's, you know, I don't want to call it recreational, but you know, there's school based. And then there's like my niece played collegiate basketball, and it was hard early. And I had to talk to my brother. He said, it's school based. School based is different than travel. School based should be fun. It's about sleepovers. It's about going out to dinner. Yeah. It's about having fun. And then if the ones that are more serious are going to take the higher level class, quote unquote, you know, kind of thing. Okay. So offensively, you're thinking of running the same stuff?
Going back to that. And I did it last year and it was fine, but I didn't have these. One of the girls that's in the bottom four is the same. And she kind of gets it. But so the feeder program for the high school, the coach last year at the high school level, varsity coach, was his first year. And they went to, they won regionals and like made a deep run, which was pretty awesome. So it's great having a good relationship with him. Obviously, I'm coaching and working and getting gym time from him. But this year he stepped up, and every single one of his teams for that program has to run their five out motion.
Okay.
Which is, I mean, it's not hard in my opinion. And then they're out of bounds plays. Like it's non-negotiable.
Okay.
Which I think is good because you're kind of preparing them for that. So I wanted to kind of try and do the same thing, at least the foundation level.
Yep.
So
I wouldn't worry about the out of bounds plays per se. Right. As much. Yeah. I'd do something really basic because so the bottom ones can get it, but the offense, I would definitely try to do similar things. Cause then those three crossovers, that will help them a lot. Yeah.
Right. So our simple five out, like I simplified at the last practice, and this is the meat and potatoes of why I wanted to call. I essentially just called it a pass and cut, and you fill in the weak side. And that's it.
Yep.
It after 30 minutes, like they still didn't have it.
Yeah.
So I'm like in this weird spot where the top seven, I heard two of them say they like the seventh graders were like, I don't even know if I'm going to play next year. Like,
right.
Like there's
I get it. That's seventh grade.
It's the top and the bottom are both in a position because I'm trying to be in the middle. The top and the bottom are both frustrated.
Right. That's where you can help. That's where parents come in. So you can communicate with the parents. And then I would try. this is similar to a classroom. I would try to put the stronger kids with the stronger kids and work on some small sided game, 3-on-3 stuff, and work on, and then put some of the bottom ones together, and then you can, and then mix them together. Like, you're not going to put a kid in calculus when there should be an algebra. So the frustration for the lower is it's too much. The frustration for the top is it's not enough. And when you teach the middle in a classroom, it's hard. So you want to challenge them on both ends, and you do that by breaking them off into groups and doing that. And then if you spent 30 minutes and they still weren't getting it, you've taught it. Like, hopefully you've given them the, that's the last time you should do a 30 minute I'm teaching it. Now, after you've taught it, now you got to go and let them experiment with it. It's like doing group work. It's like doing homework. It's like, so that's where the 2-on-2, 3-on-3, small group, let them figure out, you know, all right, you're going to play on this half of the court 3-on-3, and you're just going to pass and cut. That's all you can do. You can't dribble. You can't do anything. So you just, and then they'll eventually figure out what they can do and what they can't do. So I would do a lot of that moving forward. I wouldn't spend much time in the big 5-on-5 other than when they're playing. You don't have to reteach something. Like, once I've taught the quadratic formula and I've gone through it for 20 minutes, I'm done. We're going to keep practicing it. I'm going to help you, but I'm not going to keep going over it and over and over, because that's just going to frustrate them at that point. But I think, and you got to give it some time too. And I'm honest. I'd be brutally honest. It's like, hey, everyone learns at different paces. We're going to get this. This is going to be good for all of us. Blah, 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 blah. You know, rah, rah, rah. You know, put them in a, you know, when they're stretching at the beginning of practice, it's like, all right, let's have do a minute of meditation and let's just relax. And here's what we're going to do today. And it's going to be fun and blah, blah, blah. And then that will, you just got to try to bring them back. If they're having fun, they'll play next year. I'm just
I was trying to decide if I should put some effort into getting another coach and kind of split them up more during practices.
It would be great if you could do that. And then the thing is, what happens is then you got to make number one, I hate to number them, but 1 through 11, one being your best player. Eventually you want 1 and 2 to teach 10 and 11.
Yeah.
Like, come on, this is part of being in a team. And if the best way to learn something is to teach someone else, you know, it's been proven. I can show you the studies, people. So that's you. Then there becomes more of a camaraderie. Like, I'm, you know, blah, blah, blah. That does work, especially in the middle school level a lot. It works really well.
My personal opinion, and I focus more on this with the top half, is now that at the 7th and 8th grade level, we're, when I first had our evaluations, I was pretty honest. It's like, you know, there's a lot of girls on this team that this might be their last like go round before they're trying out for the high school team next year.
So, you can play in high school in 8th grade?
No, I'm I have 8th graders on the
team. You have 8th graders. Yeah, okay. I think there's some four, states you can. Four. Some states 8th graders can play. I think it's Florida. There's a couple of states that 8th graders can play. I didn't know if Indiana was that one. I didn't think it was.
But. Yeah. I mean, so four of these girls, like, you know, I know one of them is doing two other leagues right now, but the other one, like, for whatever reason, and I know you said volleyball, but in this area, the Catholic schools, kickball is like the most important thing in the world. I'm dead serious. Everyone plays kickball, and it's like school pride and all the way through 8th grade. So there's
kickball?
Kickball, yes.
Okay, I've heard of like EA Sports. I've heard of like the that stuff, but I've not heard of really
legit kickball with referees, and it's taken very seriously.
Wow.
So like that's probably our biggest competitor as far as time and during the season. Like they get preference for gym time over me, and 90% of the time they're outside. But it's in case it rains. So it's just kind of interesting. So now you've heard everything, right?
I've done this for a really long time. I have not heard. I was first surprised when people started talking about like playing like EA Sport, like the electronic gaming, and high schools playing each other. but I have not heard the kickball one. That is, that is, that's crazy.
I thought so too.
Great sport. Great sport. Yeah. Great movie on that. Great movie on that. But
yeah. But so like that right there is one of the things where like that these other, at least two of these other girls that I believe will try out in high school, like they won't play another basketball league before then. So that's in the back of my mind. I'm like, I want my practices to help get them there.
Right.
And that's why I think I do need to try and get another coach.
I think you do too. And the thing is, you if you had nine girls, it'd be different, but you have 11. So you can actually break into some decent sized groups. And the thing is then the problem is you're only one person. You can only talk to them so much. And if you've got the, you know, I keep 12 to 15 and I've got three assistants and I still don't think we talk to them enough, you know, not when they're playing, but off the court and interactions and all that stuff. So, no, I think that's a really good idea. Actually getting another coach, I think is a really good idea.
Okay. It might require some guilting, but let's, you do what you got to do.
It doesn't always work. I'm telling you, I was doing my business. I was coaching the varsity basketball team in our school, and I couldn't find like a sixth grade dad to take my son's team. I had to do it. So I had to take that during my own season. And I used everything, but they guilted me because there wasn't going to be a team if I didn't do it. It's like, I know I'm the most qualified, but I'm a little busy like running my varsity team.
Yeah.
To be traveling on a weekend to, you know, a tournament, but it worked out. It was fun, but
yeah, that's how they got me originally. Like there was nobody would do it.
And yeah. They knew there won't be a team. They basically said there won't be a team. It's like, okay, I'll do it. Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's
helpful. And the way to get that assistant is say, I just need you to show up to practice. I will do everything else. Like the time commitment is, cause that's what's going to be. It's like, no, the time commitment is practice. That's it. Come to practice. I will tell you what to do. I will, you know, there's nothing in games, obviously, but practice and games. You don't have to do anything else. You don't have to do any prep. You don't have to do anything. I just need another adult in the gym. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. That's what you need.
Okay.
It'd be it'd be great to get a mom to do it.
Yeah, that's what that's one of the hard things about coaching girls is like, I have a friend who's actually a varsity boys assistant right now, but she came last year a couple times and helped, and she's able to walk up and like physically grab the girl and like,
I know, like, so you, I want a mom. You want a mom, you want a mom. Yeah. If you can find a mom, that'd be great. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. All right. Cool. Well, thank you for
you're welcome.
Your time.
Yep. No problem. And then if you want to send me the offense and stuff, we can get on a call at some other point. I'll look at it and stuff.
Okay.
If you have any questions on it, sounds like it's pretty simple, but if you do, I can definitely help you.
It is. And I've heard some of your stuff on the Five Out. So,
okay.
And I also appreciated the podcast I listened to yesterday, because especially in middle school, I feel like simpler is better.
Oh God. Swear to God. I mean, my offense, I don't have it here. My offense makes it onto a 3x5.
Yeah.
Literally. It's we just live in a world where it can't be too complicated. Like,
well, yeah. And I'm trying to show them, like, this is really the first year where I need them to play the game a little bit and to see things and read things a little.
It's about space. It's about space. Just keep talking about space. Go to space, leave space, open space, all of that. Cause that's where the good players, like your number one player.
Yeah.
If she gets space, she's going to score.
Yeah.
Like, so we just need space. Don't crowd each other. Hey, call. I'm tempted to start. I mean, it's like the COVID offense is what it should be called. Like 6 feet.
Social distance
offense. Social distance offense. Don't get closer than 6 feet. Like the COVID offense. Yes. Yeah. I agree.
I mean, I think, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I feel like a little bit at this level, if they play that offense until like the defense is going to make a mistake on a cut, they're gonna play it wrong, and
the passing's the hardest part at that age is they can't, they're open but they can't, so that's where when you're doing it, like just do some 2-on-2 cut and pass with defenders, because the hardest part is the pass. They'll be open and you'll see them open, and grandma in the third section will see them open, but they can't make the pass because they're just not good enough to make the pass yet.
Yeah.
So you got to work on that. Once you get the cutting down, then you got to work on bounce pass. How are you going to get that ball in there? So that's a big, from coaching at that level, it's going to frustrate you because you're going to think they're open and they're going to see them, but it's either going to be too late, too soon. Do a lot of practicing with that passing. That will help a lot. That will help you score more too. And then the second thing after you get the passing down, then once they catch it, being able to score, like, because they're moving. So then the third option. So once you get them cutting and once you've worked on passing, then the third thing is work on them going really fast, catching it. So you don't even need a defender at that point. You're here, cut, and you could be the passer. You know, just a bucket of boom, boom, boom. Because what happens is they're going 90 miles an hour and they're used to going 30.
Yeah.
And then the ball bounce, you know, it's like a ping pong machine kind of thing. Ball machine. The ball their bodies are at that age. They're like newborn giraffes. Their bodies are like, you know, it's not that. They haven't caught up to it yet.
missing open shots within 5 feet frustrates every coach. So
it does. And the problem is they just haven't, to be honest with you, they just haven't repped it. They just haven't repped it and they need to rep it. So that from practice, I've just given you a good chunk of practice right there.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All right. Thanks, coach. Yep. Bye.
See you.
Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to hear other podcasts by Coach Collins, go over and check out High School Hoops and Teacher Side Gig, and then go over and subscribe to all of them and leave all of them 5-star reviews. That would be great. And then if you have 30 seconds after that, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.